I'm Miranda Wright Marketing. Thank you for joining me. If you want to create an online course, and I'll tell you why at the end, this is how you're going to market it. You are going to create a Facebook or YouTube ad. And what are you going to put in that ad? Well, let's think about the purpose of creating the ad. You have a product, which is going to be your online course to educate your customers about why it is you do what you do through storytelling. Okay, so that the customer can know, like, and trust you, and therefore buy from you. And ultimately, customers buy because of emotion. It's really that simple. Think about the reasons that you buy a product, and if you go beneath the surface of listing the characteristics of an actual product, the reason underneath that reason that's hidden, that is the real reason why people buy stuff, is because of emotion, okay? That product is gonna do something for you emotionally. It's gonna satisfy some sort of urge that you have emotionally. It's gonna solve a problem and solve an emotional problem as well. Practical problem and an emotional problem. Ultimately, the emotional problem is stronger than any characteristic in that product. I hope that makes sense. Think about Gillette razors. It's the real reason men buy razors and women buy razors. Not because that any sort of characteristic in that razor. The underlying emotional problem that needs to be solved is the woman or the man, they want to erase hair. Why do they want to erase hair? It's social acceptability, okay? It attracts other people. To win the approval of other people, that's why a person is buying a razor. So that's the message that Gillette want to get across. Why you are creating your course, you're solving an actual problem for your customer, and you are helping your customer solve a practical problem and an emotional one. So emotional reasons are the reasons why people buy products, as well as the people behind the products. People are engaged with the person behind the product, the story that goes with the product, and the person that created it. I hope that makes sense. So that's why we storytell. Advertising is really simple when you think of things that way. Think of the actual aim of why you are advertising, and that is to engage the viewer, for them to get to know, like, and trust you, the story behind why it is you've created the product in the first place, to solve an actual practical problem for them that the creator, you, have experienced yourself. So you're gonna demonstrate that through your storytelling, in your Facebook ads, in your YouTube ads. Some of these advertisements are getting it wrong, and they're not including storytelling, and that's what I'm gonna demonstrate in this video, so you can learn from these mistakes and learn from the ads that are doing it right, so you can incorporate these things into your own Facebook ads and your YouTube ads. I hope that makes sense. It's really quite simple. You look at what other people are doing, you see what they're doing wrong, and you see what they're doing right, and you do the right things in your own ads and avoid the wrong things. All you need to be thinking about is the aim of the actual ad. Keep it simple. You are trying to engage your viewer, let them get to know you personally, like you and trust you, and they'll connect with you, they're engaged, emotionally invested in you. That's why they're gonna buy your product. I hope that makes sense. And you're gonna show that your product is gonna help them practically and emotionally through your storytelling. Really hope that makes sense to you. Let's talk about the ads that have been shown on television, and you can learn from these and include these in your Facebook ads, in your YouTube ads. Okay, does it make sense? We'll talk about a good ad, a mediocre ad, and a bad ad. The good ad, and that's the Village Roadshow ad. I've selected this as the good ad.
Every single one of our guests, like family.
Why have I selected this as the good ad? It's because they're trying to include the customer as a family. The CEO is talking. He's being the spokesperson for his company, which is what you have to do.
We can't wait to welcome you back to Village Roadshow Theme Park.
And he's talking about, we've missed you. He shows his family at the end.
Everything we do here at Village Roadshow Theme Parks is for you. Our theme parks are your theme parks.
By showing his family and by showing his family, making them feel like that they're connected. I thought that was spot on. He could do one step further by talking about why he decided to be the CEO for Village Roadshow and grow that family connection a bit more and share his story a little bit more. But they are on the right track. The mediocre ad, I would say, is the Hilux ad.
I manage projects.
I drive a lot.
That's my day.
What do you do again?
I drive a Hilux.
Let's talk about the Hilux ad. Okay, I feel like they've missed an opportunity to engage the customer emotionally. Why I say that is because he's at school and he's sharing what he does. It's obviously parent day and they share what they do for a living with the kids. And one of them says he drives a Hilux. I feel like they missed an opportunity at the end to build emotion. By having the kids at the end, they could have said, I want to drive a Hilux too. So that would engage the customer emotionally because dads ultimately want to be the cool dad. They want the love from the kids and the kids to feel proud of them. Socially, their dad's cool, he drives a Hilux. And have all the kids say, I want to drive a Hilux too when I get older. And that would have built emotion and made dads feel good about, you know, driving a Hilux because they're going to be a role model to their kids. So they really missed the mark there to build that emotion, and in storytelling would have built that story a bit more of a dad when he's sharing his story about why he drives a Hilux. And a really poor ad that I really dislike was the campaign of a series of advertisements by New Foods.
Neighbours doing it through the window.
Yeah, I saw his meat, he's three veg.
Three?
I dislike this ad because I'm not a prude, but they use sexual innuendo and really poorly. Like, it's not humorous. There was no purpose in using the sexual innuendo. It made no sense to the product. It wasn't building emotion. It wasn't storytelling. It was just really poorly done. And it was just crude. They're saying things like, oh, I see my mum doing it. The time it was aired, I was really disappointed in because my daughter was really young at the time and she was watching a Disney movie. I think it was during the day even, and it was really early. These ads were aired in between the film, which I didn't approve of. And she was really young and even she could tell what they were talking about, and it was just really in poor taste. It didn't connect to the product in any way. It just served no purpose whatsoever. It just made me dislike that brand. But back then I was like, I'm not buying New Foods. This ad really sucks, okay? That's how I felt. I actually put in a complaint about those series of commercials along with other people I found out when I put my complaint in. And now they've changed their campaign. That's what it can do to a customer. It can repel. You create the wrong types of ads, not know what you're doing, just think you need to gain attention. That's not the way to go about it. You should be storytelling and capturing your customers emotionally. That's the purpose of the commercial. And ultimately, why to buy so that they can buy your products. That ad for New Foods didn't tick any of those boxes, so therefore they're not gonna sell. And there are ads of change, which attracts me more to the product. I eat New Foods products now, that they're my three ads that you can learn from. So the point being is you must engage your customer emotionally and tell your story. You don't need to even employ a marketing advertising company to come up with a campaign for you. To sell products, all you really need to do is to get in front of your phone like this, create some videos and share your story. Why it is you do what you do. Talk about how you've solved a problem for yourself using your product, which would be your online course. Say if you do makeup for people, you want to teach people how to do makeup in your course, you would talk about why it is you started to do makeup in the first place. You were bullied at school and you felt ugly all your life, and makeup made you feel more confident. Therefore, you want to help other people to feel the same. And that's what made you decide to create your course, so that you can teach people what you know so that they can feel beautiful too and confident. That's the type of story you need to be sharing in your video. And then you turn those videos into Facebook ads and YouTube ads to sell your online courses. That's all you need to put in a commercial. Okay? That's your story. That's what you need to be sharing in your video. It's really that simple. You can make it clever and funny and do whatever you want, but it needs to have a story. It needs to engage the customer emotionally, get them connected to you, get them to know, like, and trust you. Share why it is you do what you do. Okay? Share your story. Tell an actual situation. Be specific. Bring the customer on your journey. Tell them what it was like when you were at school and when you were bullied. Share a specific situation when that happened, and that point in time where you decided to learn how to do makeup yourself, and that point in time where you decided to teach other people how to do makeup in your online course. Be specific, share an actual situation, describe it, how it made you feel. Grab the customer emotionally, get them connected to you, hooked on you, loving you, okay, and wanting to share your journey with you. And the rest of your journey, they'll follow you forever if they're in love with you. Thank you for joining me. I'm Miranda Wright. I shall see you in the next video. If you want to learn how to create an online course and have more time for yourself and teach others what you know so that they can solve their emotional problems, you can learn how to do that by clicking on the link in my bio. It'll take you to Tony Robbins, Russell Brunson and Dean Graziosi's free training that will teach you how to create an online course so that you can stay at home and make money and love what you do for a living and help people solve their practical and emotional problems. Create an impact in the world and leave a legacy. So if that's you, if you want to do that, all you need to do is click the link in my bio on my Instagram account at Miranda Wright Marketing. Thank you for joining me. I'm Miranda Wright. Bye for now. Mwah! What you want to do is achievable. How you can do a online or offline course, mastermind or workshop of my Instagram account at Miranda Wright Marketing, and you will see a link that's in the bio. Click on that. It will take you through to a free training from Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, the Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson, the owner of ClickFunnels Software. They're gonna run with you how exactly you can create an online or offline course, mastermind or workshop. You can have an online or offline course, mastermind, or workshop. Teach people how to use the products that you are selling, and that's a way that you can sell those products. So for more on storytelling and marketing, keep watching my videos, subscribe to me on YouTube, follow me on Instagram so you can get these videos. If you're still watching this video, that means you liked it. So give it a thumbs up, a like, share, and subscribe. That helps me out a lot. Get this video out to more people, as well as tells me that you're interested in these videos so I could continue to create them. I'm excited for you. Thank you for joining me. I'm Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing. Mwah! Click the link in my bio on my Instagram at Miranda Wright Marketing for that free training. Bye. Right, bye for now.